Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Dr. Susan Lee Program.
Hello, and welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process. Thank you very much for tuning in to this show, or for listening to the archives, or for joining us in whatever means that you have. We are very happy to have you with us today. I am Suzanne Lee, and I am here to introduce the Arcturians. In the past, I have thought of the Arcturians as a version of a not me, a higher dimensional being that I was fortunate enough to be able to somehow channel their energy. Of course, fortunate was only a small component as I meditated and did automatic writing for many years. But I first really connected with the Arcturians in about, I think it was about 1992. And it was after I had given up a job that was work, that depleted me, that exhausted me, and that did not feed me. Now, making that sacrifice of giving up something that was probably 60% of my income so that I could do the thing that I loved, which was, 40% of my income, was a very big leap. And it was not a comfortable leap. However, what happened when I was no longer forcing myself to trudge through third dimensional life? I found this wonderful creativity that began to bloom in me. And the first inner beings that connected with me were the Arcturians. Now, at that time, I didn't think of them as the Arcturians. I thought of it as Arcturus, who was the Elohim of the seventh ray. But then the energy was there, and it kept on coming, and I went through writing my website, and as you teach, you learn, and as I took everyone in my website through the process of healing the subconscious, I healed my own subconscious. Well, you know, of course, that is a dynamic process, as we all know, and as I went through the process of healing my conscious, I healed my own conscious. And as I downloaded my multidimensional self into my consciousness on the website, I did it in my life. As we went through every chakra, went through my own. Everything that I've shared with others, I gained from. And that's an important message that I would like to share with all of you. We are all connected, and everything that we give away to someone else, we gain from just as much. In the same manner, whenever we do something fearful, negative towards someone else, that comes back as well. We are learning to move into the fifth dimension. On the third dimension, the exchange of energy that what goes out comes back is very slow. And as our consciousness is lower, that process is slower. But as we raise our consciousness more and more, that process of what goes out comes back happens more and more quickly. This is a preparation for us moving beyond the illusion of time and space of the third dimension and into the here and now of the fifth dimension. Now, through my probings and listenings and communications, I have been informed that the fourth dimension is an aura of our third dimension. So the higher beings that I communicate with see the third and fourth dimension as one, because from their perspective, they see us and our auras. As we move into our fifth dimensional self, we will automatically see the auras of others. In fact, I'm sure that all of those listening to hear what we have to say today are having more and more of these experiences of what I have called expanded perceptions. expanded perceptions where you look at someone and you can see their aura, or you know how they feel, or you know what they're thinking. More and more, we are moving through our fourth dimensional self, and we are gaining all of these innate abilities. And all of these innate abilities allow us, they're a preparation for our stepping into our fifth dimensional expression of self. In my newsletter, Multidimensional News, which if you are not a member of, please join by going on to my website, multidimensions.com, and going to the newsletter section. And hit subscribe. In the newsletter, the Arcturians have been guiding us through the process of opening portals. And through all of these portals, we are learning that the higher dimensions are not in a different place. We don't go to the higher dimensions. The higher dimensions are something that are an innate part of our multidimensional self, the very multidimensional self that we are all in the process of downloading more and more with every breath and every choice that we make. Within our multidimensional self, we are awakening these higher abilities of which I have spoken, and we are opening a new operating system. We have been accustomed to using the third dimensional operating system, where we see everything as linear and we see everything as outside of us. Now, we are activating our multidimensional operating system. From our multidimensional operating system, we can see reality from many different perspectives within the same moment of the now. Again, more preparation for us returning to our fifth dimensional self. To pick up where we left off with the last newsletter, we had opened many portals in the past, and now we had opened a portal by closing the third dimensional polarities of masculine and feminine, of proton and electron, of energy going out and energy going in, and found that place in between. And that place in between is the place where there are no longer polarities. There is no longer separation. There is only unity. Unity and unity consciousness is what connects us with our fifth dimensional self. By moving through that portal, we connected with what I have called our fifth dimensional stepping stone self. When we move into the fifth dimensional expression of ourself and beyond, we have myriad realities that we can perceive within the same moment of the now. We have many, many fourth dimensional realities, many parallel realities on the third dimension, and we have many experiences in which we have taken form on different planets, galaxies, and dimensions while we are in touch with our fifth dimensional and beyond consciousness, with our multidimensional consciousness. As we first return to our fifth dimensional self, for we have always been multidimensional, we have always had all of the abilities that we now have. Those abilities were lost after the fall of Atlantis, the fall of Lemuria. The frequency of the planet grew lower and lower, and we became lost to ourselves. But now we are returning. We are returning to the truth of our multidimensional self. Within that truth of our multidimensional self is our stepping stone life, the fifth dimensional component of ourself that said, I know when you first return, you will not be able to. Well, maybe you will, but it will be difficult. For your habit of third-dimensional thinking to perceive all the myriad realities of your fifth-dimensional self. So please volunteer this particular stepping stone reality of yourself as volunteered to be your stepping stone reality, to be your overwatcher. You know that portion of ourselves that we kind of always knew, that was always kind of there, that we thought about and dreamt about and longed for? That's our stepping stone reality. That's the fifth dimensional expression of ourself to whom we are now in the process of returning. And being a process, we begin to connect with that expression of ourself. We connect with that expression of ourself through our imagination, through our meditations, through our dreams, through discussing it with other people, and to sharing our process with others, so that we are no longer weird. We are awakened. And as we awaken, we learn that we are beautiful, multidimensional beings of love. So now I will introduce the Arcturians, and the Arcturians will guide us into gaining more information about our stepping stone, fifth dimensional self, to whom we are returning. Dear ones, we are the Arcturians. We wish to thank our grounded expression of self, Suzanne Lee, for introducing us. And as all of you will learn, the beings of light that you have connected with, that have overshadowed your life, are you. They are a higher expression of yourself. As you return to your multidimensional self, you will know that the beings that you have channeled, the beings that you have felt an affinity towards, are higher expressions of your full multidimensional self. We wish now to assist you to connect with your stepping stone life, with the version of your myriad realities who is within the fifth dimensional self that has volunteered to be your connector, a connection between your grounded earth vessel and your fifth dimensional expression on new earth. Therefore, take a long, slow, deep breath and allow yourself to feel your energy expand. Begin first with feeling your energy as it expands down deep into the heart of Gaia, going down deeper and deeper into her soul. You feel Argatha, you feel the Lemurians and the Arcturians and the Atlanteans, all of the beings who are living within the core of planet Earth, the beings who have created heaven on Earth already. And as you, the surface dwellers, raise your frequency into the higher dimensions of the fifth dimension, we, the members of inner Earth, will raise and expand our reality into the surface of planet Earth, the new planet Earth, with a beautiful surface of fifth dimensional unity, love, beauty, unconditional love, free of fear, free of illusion. Now, as you've expanded your energy down into Earth, and feel how you move throughout her core. Feel yourself visiting the many beautiful inner cities. Feel yourself remembering the you, the versions of you that may live amongst those beings, that may live among the cities, or you let myriad expressions of your great, beautiful, multidimensional self. Now, allowing yourself to expand your energy up from your feet and up through your body, all the way through the top of your body, and as you expand up, you expand out. You've expanded out and down to embrace the entire third dimensional planet. As you expand up, allow your energy to expand the entire fourth dimensional expression of Gaia. Gaia's aura, your aura. As you move throughout our atmosphere, your love is healing and clearing. Just as your love is healing and clearing, as you allow your love, your unconditional love that you share with the atmosphere, you share that unconditional love with all of the surface of Gaia's body, with all of her land, with all of her water. And as you are able to feel the fourth dimensional expression of yourself within the fourth dimensional expression of Gaia, you are able to deal with all of the elementals. You're able to feel the elementals of earth, air, fire, and water as they move into the third dimensional expressions of earth, air, fire, and water, bringing your great unconditional love. Do you see how powerful you are? Yes, you are beings beyond measure. And now, as you feel mighty self, see that threshold into the fifth dimension. From your perspective of your habitual perception of a third dimensional world carrying boundaries, you might see a threshold that moves into the fifth dimension. Of course, as you will see, as you fully integrate your fifth dimensional self, there are no boundaries there. There is only you. Begin your expression by seeing your fifth dimensional expression of you. Take a long, slow, deep breath and release your thoughts. Release your feelings. Surrender to this expression of yourself that you have known at the edge of your mind and in the core of your heart. Feel the love of this expression of yourself as it reaches into you. Feel how this fifth dimensional expression of your total being touches your high heart, touches your third eye, and as this you connects with your high heart and with your third eye, your high heart moves the energy down into your throat chakra. Actually, your high heart moves the energy up into your third chakra, and your third eye moves the energy down. As you feel the combination of multidimensional light and unconditional love within your voice, you are able to communicate with the fifth dimensional expression of yourself. You are able to hear his voice. You are able to speak your voice in return. Take a moment, listen within your heart, listen within your third eye to the voice of your fifth dimensional stepping stone reality. Can you hear it now? Hearing to to be within your imagination. Remember, release the habit of the third dimension in which things are outside of you. People are outside of you. Experiences are outside of you. And you hear them with your physical ears. You see them with your physical eyes. This component of yourself, you hear, you see, you experience, you commune with inside of yourself, inside of your imagination, your fifth dimensional thought, inside of your multidimensional, unconditional love, inside of your emotions. Emotions are no longer a reaction to your external world or a reaction to your physical body. Your emotions are now a reaction to your fifth dimensional expression of self. Your emotions can tell you, yes, I hear that inner voice. That inner voice is guiding me. It is guiding me to remember who I am. Yes, I see inside my fifth dimensional expression of self. This fifth dimensional expression is guiding me to know that all that I see without me, outside of me, that my third dimensional self is seeing as the world outside, is actually the world inside of me. I am the projector of my third dimensional self. I am the being who projects out to see and to interact with the illusion of the third dimension, the holographic projection of my multidimensional self. Now, as I connect with my fifth dimensional expression of self, I, we, you, all of us, everyone, we the Arcturians, who are within all of you, for we are the energy of creativity. We are the energy of ascension. We are within all of you. Project out into your world the visions through the perception of your true multidimensional self. Through that multidimensional self, you feel your fifth dimensional self inside of you, and you feel you inside of your fifth dimensional self. For there is no difference, there is no separation, as we, you, I connect with the fifth dimensional expression of self. It is all within. You are all within that expression of self. That expression of self is within you. Now, your physical reality will begin to be different. It will begin to be free of polarity. It will begin to be filled with unconditional love and multidimensional life. For as you have returned to your fifth dimensional expression of self, and you hold that being within you as simultaneously you move within that being, there is no separation. You look out through your eyes, look out through your ears and know that you see the reality that you are in the process of creating within. You are the light that is projecting your experience out into the remaining illusions of third dimensional reality. These illusions will begin to drop away now. The illusion of fear will be the first to leave, for you will know that you resonate beyond fear, and you are able to perceive fear as a wounded third dimensional expression. That expression might have even come from a wounded place within your third dimensional earth vessel. That expression may have come through a wounded place in another's, the illusion of another's earth vessel. Either way, you perceive fear and that which is fearful not as something that you must move from, that you must judge, but rather as something that you so yearn to fill it with unconditional love. So therefore, from the you inside, the real you, you project out your unconditional love out into the remaining holographic projections of your third dimensional reality. You project out that unconditional love. You project it out into everything and anything that resonates to those low third dimensional, fourth dimensional frequencies of fear. See it as a wounded human, as a wounded pet, as a wilted flower, as a area of Gaia's earth that has been damaged. Fear is an illusion. Only unconditional love is real. And unconditional love is the healing force of the universe. Unconditional love is the bonding force of the universe. Through your unconditional love of your stepping stone reality within the fifth dimension, through the unconditional love that you send to that expression of yourself, and through the unconditional love that being, that expression of yourself, sends to you, you bond into one, you merge into one. As that merging becomes more and more complete, you send that unconditional love. You send that unconditional love out through the illusion of the others, in the illusion of the separation, of the illusion of the third dimension, of the illusion of fear. And you bond with that fear through the great healing force of your unconditional love. You heal that fear with your unconditional love. You heal that fear that is still residing within your earth vessel. You heal that fear that is still residing in the earth vessel of other grounded expressions of their fifth dimensional selves. You heal that fear that is still residing in any of the animals or creatures or plants or beings of Gaia. You heal that fear that still resides within the body of Gaia. For your fifth dimensional expression of self lives within the fifth dimensional expression of Gaia. Feel now, as you connect more and more, each moment, each day of the moment of now, with your fifth dimensional expression of self, feel how you bring with that Gaia's fifth dimensional expression of self. And feel how Gaia, your great partner, as she heals her fear and connects more and more with her fifth-dimensional expression of self. Feel how she assists you to become one with your fifth-dimensional self, and you express her to become one with her fifth-dimensional self, for within the fifth-dimensional self, Gaia, and you are one. You are not separate. You are one great, beautiful being. Hold that vision now. Hold that vision within your multidimensional self. The sky absorbs the light today. It shines above to show the way. For in this moment, the now is here. To think about what we hold dear. We've no time left to moan and pout. For now we know what it's all about. It's time for us to look inside, beyond our fear and past our pride. The truth will soon be free for all, to push away or take the call. We look away or take a stand, to save the sea, the sky, the land. Protect the earth, she is our mother. She is ourself, there is no other. For we all are one, we know inside. From that truth, we cannot hide. We aren't alone. We have resources. If all the world can join forces, we are the planet that we have squandered. For from ourselves, we all have wandered. The greed of now and in the past must be released. It cannot last. Our mother calls. It's time now, dears. Give me your love. I'll take your fears. We need each other more than ever, although the bond some try to sever. Love them now, for they are lost. They knew their game would have a cost. Yet still they want what's been before. But we've had enough and don't want more. So in their choices, we will not follow. Our new world lies just through that hollow. So reach right through and deep within to find the one always been. The game is closing. It's a final call to go home now, once and for all. Healing our mother, healing ourself. As we heal ourself, the wounded and fearful places within ourself, we want to heal our mother. That is our Mother Earth. One of the best ways to heal ourself and to heal Mother Earth is to find how we can speak through our hearts. Speaking through our hearts is a combination of joining our unconditional love from our high heart. Our high heart is just above our physical heart, and it is the holder of our Atma, threefold flame of life. This threefold flame is the flame of wisdom, power, and love. We have within us this flame. We were born with it, and as long as we are alive, we have it, and it goes with us as we move into other expressions of ourself. Unfortunately, through our life in the third dimension, we have lost connection with our high heart, because our heart, our core of emotion and of love, has been harmed by many of the harmful things that can happen in our third dimensional reality. As we awaken to higher expressions of ourself, we realize that we have another heart. A heart that cannot be harmed, because it resonates beyond the illusions of the third dimension. It resonates beyond fear. It resonates beyond separation, beyond the many illusions of our third dimensional reality, because it resonates to our soul. Within our high heart is all of the wisdom that we have gained, and all of our myriad expressions of self. Within our threefold flame is all of the power that we have gained through all of our myriad expressions of our multidimensional self. And within our threefold flame is all of the love that we have gained in all of the myriad expressions of our true self. As we can remember that wisdom, power, and love are innate, we do not have to reach outside to get it. We do not have to study someone else to gain it. We need to remember ourselves. And how do we remember ourselves? We remember ourselves by remembering the wounded portions of our physical embodiment, particularly of this particular physical embodiment. So take a moment now and allow an image, a picture, a memory of a time in your life when your heart was broken. Just allow that memory to come into your awareness. It may be a picture, maybe a motion picture, it may be a word, whatever. It is fine. It is for you to know. Now, as you see that portion of your physical embodiment of this lifetime in which your heart was broken, I want you to reach in to your threefold flame and feel that unconditional love. With that unconditional love, embrace that wounded portion of yourself. Hold it. Give it the gift of your wisdom. Share with it all that you have learned and all of your myriad expressions of your multidimensional self. Hold this wounded one. Rock this wounded one. Find the power in that wounded one, the power through which it can heal. Now take this wounded one with you as you travel to a place on the body of the Great Mother Gaia, planet Earth. Allow this wounded one to assist you, for we are best healed by healing others, and who better to heal than our mother planet. See yourself in the midst of this place in which Gaia's heart was broken, where her creatures have done things to her. They have killed her animals, they have damaged her soil, they have muddied their water, polluted her skies, they have ruined her plants. Now with that wounded one who is healing every moment that it shines within your high heart of unconditional love, with this one held tight to you, reach out into Gaia and take the unconditional love of your true multidimensional self, share it and shine it through your wounded one, which awakens that one's heart, and send that unconditional love into the body of Gaia. As you share this unconditional love through the body of Gaia, your broken heart mends, for you know that it was only a lesson, it was only a thing that happened to you, so that you could remember that this is not the real world, that this is the illusion, that you are returning home and you are taking Gaia with you. Within this memory, you feel the love expand up from your high heart and into your throat. For you are ready now to speak through your heart. But first, you must go inside to remember a time in this reality in which someone has spoken to you, not from their heart, not from their unconditional love, but spoken to you through their fear. And you know how that hurts you. Take a moment now and allow the vision, the memory, your imagination of that time to come into your mind. It doesn't matter if it was real or if it is a symbolic representation of all the times that you were spoken to, not with unconditional love, but with fear. As you hold that memory in your mind, again, return to your own wounded one and embrace that portion of yourself, pulling that portion into your threefold flame to bask in your innate wisdom, your innate power, your innate love. And from that expression of wisdom, power, and love, you can feel the unconditional love within yourself. You can feel the unconditional love within all of the higher expressions of yourself. And you can look towards that person or persons who have spoken to you in a manner that harmed you. And instead of returning your voice in anger or fear, you connect that voice to your threefold flame. First, you take a moment and you review the situation. With your wisdom, you realize the true reason why that person has done damage. Through your power, you know that that damage can only be done if you continue to hold on to it. And so you don't. You find the power within yourself to release it, to release that damage. It was not yours. You did not deserve it. It was someone else's. You return it to them. You return it to that person. It is theirs. It is theirs to deal with. It is no longer yours, for you have refused it. And as you refuse that, you find the unconditional love within yourself. Sending that unconditional love to that person or persons who have harmed you. You heal them. You have healed the you that once accepted the harm, so you can heal the they, the one, the many, who have sent that harm in your direction. Send them unconditional love. And you send them off, for it is their task to realize what they have done through their fear. The opposite of fear is love. And if it's not done in love, it's done in fear. There is anger, that is fear. There is greed, that is fear. There is sorrow, that too is a means of working through fear instead of through love. With your wisdom, you move now into the body of Gaia, and you find a place where damage was done. You take that one with you, the ones who have now been healed, both of them. You take them with you, and you come to the body of Gaia, and you see that place. You see that place where she was damaged by fear, greed, anger, competition, all of those things that are a reason, that are an excuse to harm another. You go to that place, and from your heart, from your unconditional love, you use your voice. allow your voice to express your heart. You allow your voice to know that you are forever protected by your unconditional love. You allow your voice to express the great wisdom abound within your threefold flame. You allow your voice to express your power. And as you have the freedom of expression of your true voice speaking through your heart, you find that it is easier to listen to the voice of another. Because you have healed the place inside of yourself where your heart has been broken, you are able to hear the sorrow of others without pulling it to yourself. If someone says something to you that goes to your heart and harms your heart, you feel the shield of your unconditional love, and you send that unconditional love back to that person, knowing that it is only through fear that they could choose to break your heart. You go to the people, you go to those who have not known the damage that they have done to Gaia, or those who know of the damage that they have done to Gaia. You go there in your consciousness, you go there in your imagination, and you send them your wisdom. You send them your wisdom through your unconditional love, for unconditional love is the bonding force of the universe. In this manner, your wisdom may bond to those that have allowed themselves to accept even a small fragment of your unconditional love. Furthermore, you allow yourself to know that Gaia, too, has a threefold flame of wisdom, power, and love. And you hear the voice of Gaia. As you hear the voice of Gaia, she will tell you how you can assist her, how you can be her loving child, how you can return that she has given to you. For you and her are a team. You work together, mother and child, person and planet, as one bright, beautiful, multidimensional being of light and unconditional love. As each soul awakens, it turns to another, who then awakens and turns to another, who then awakens and turns to another. One by one, your light is growing. Two by two, your heart is knowing. Four by four, your love is showing. And eight by eight, your world is glowing. The spirit of your dawning day grows whiter as you find the way. This way inside reveals your light, once trapped within your darkest night. Growing of your light within is greater than it's ever been, and the glory of your inner being encompasses the life you're seeing. This light, alive and full of love, shines far below and high above. Above the strife and sad illusion, above the fear and all confusion. That light that once you could not see has now become whom you must be. As you awaken, you share your gift with others who may need a lift. Together now, you all are seeing the power of your inner being. This power you have now untethered calms the storms you long have weathered. Inside the storm, you find the reason you entered life within this season. For aeons, you have long awaited this moment that you all. Together and within each heart, you know the life that you will start. At last the world you sought begins. At last it is all life that wins. one by one, then two by two, you remember what you came to do. Four by four, then eight by eight, you love the life you now create. You remember love is the solution, cause and core of resolution. Together now you do resolve to find the issues you solve. You are the life you do create. You are the others you berate. You are the problems of your life. You are the answers to all strife. We know you have returned to one. We see the path you have begun. You hear your calls and light the way to guide you through each night and day. It is to us that you return. You left us once, so you could learn. What once forgotten can be relearned. What once was lost can be returned. As you return back to your soul, you find it was your inner goal. You are complete with all you need. You are the flower, you are the seed. Your seed of light you plant on earth to participate in her rebirth. You came to Gaia as she is you. You are the planet of green and blue. You are the dawn and evening breeze, the desert sun and polar freeze. You are the land, you are the sea. This is the planet you came to be. As one with Gaia, you do awake and heal your world for heaven's sake. Heaven on earth has now begun as each of you becomes.